Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So this question came in and says, I wonder about the other side of the discussion regarding, you know, we can't fully know what's in a person's heart. I mean, we can maybe make a guess if we see fruit coming from their lives about salvation. But what about this side? How can we know if we are truly saved? What do you say?
Well, that's a good question. I think that one of the things that we can do is to, number one, do a self-inventory. Scripture urges us to examine ourselves to see if we be in the faith. Now, what does it mean to examine yourself? Well, it just mainly means to turn the spotlight on yourself and to do a self-inventory. And by a self-inventory, I would ask a number of questions like, you know, am I a person that likes the Word of God? Do I like the Bible? Am I a person that while not perfect, I at least want to be a better person? I want to be the kind of person that God would, be proud to have in his family. Those of us who are the children of God, when we do something in rebellion against God, it will cause what Scripture calls a godly sorrow within our hearts until we confess that sin and get that sin right with God. We can ask ourselves what our attitude is towards recurrent sins. You know, everybody's got certain recurrent sins that they constantly fall into. We are creatures of habit. And so ask yourself, do I see some positive work of God's Spirit here? Do you find evidence for a spiritual gift in your life? You know, and if you don't know what your spiritual gift is, what you need to do is get involved in ministry at the church, because spiritual gifts almost always surface in the midst of ministry. But you know what? I want to be careful here. You see, the careful part in me relates to those Christians out there who are self-doubters anyway. And they are the kind of Christians who have a very sensitive conscience, and they're doubting their salvation. And it's almost as if they're constantly looking for evidences that they're not Christians. Mm. You know, and every little thing bothers them. And those kind of people are easy prey for the devil. And for that reason, one of the things that I always want to mention in the context of self-examination is to never forget the teaching of God's grace, because it is by grace you are saved. There's nothing you can do to make yourself better. But have you trusted in Christ for that grace? And so I guess to me, as I get up every morning, I'm not going to say, am I saved? Rather, I'm going to get up every morning and make a conscious decision to walk in dependence upon the Spirit, because the Spirit works in my life to give me those convictions on all those things.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.